At this point, Bruder had still not given up the idea that a full containment was possible. Most likely, Sienna Brooks had ruptured the bag only minutes before the mass hysteria and evacuation. If that were true, even though hundreds of people had fled the scene, everyone might have been located far enough away from the source to avoid contamination.
Everyone except Langdon and Sienna, Bruder realized, both of whom were here at Ground Zero, and are now someplace out in the city.
Bruder had another concern as well, a gap in logic that continued to nag at him. While in the water, he had never found the actual breached Solublon bag. It seemed to Bruder that if Sienna had broken the bag, by kicking it or ripping it or whatever she had done, he would have found the damaged, deflated remnants floating somewhere in the area. But Bruder had found nothing. Any remains of the bag seemed to have vanished. Bruder strongly doubted that Sienna would have carried off the Solublon bag with her, since by this point it would have been no more than a slimy, dissolving mess.
So where did it go?
Bruder had an uneasy sense that he was missing something. Even so, he focused on a new containment strategy, which required him to answer one critical question.
What is the contagion's current dispersal radius?
Bruder knew the question would be answered in a matter of minutes. His team had set up a series of portable virus detection devices along the boardwalks at increasing distances from the lagoon. These devices, known as PCR units, used what was called a polymerase chain reaction to detect the presence of viral contamination. The SRS agent remained hopeful. With no movement of the water in the lagoon and the passage of very little time, he was confident that the PCR devices would detect a relatively small region of contamination, which they could then attack with chemicals and the use of suction.
Ready?
A technician called out through a megaphone. Agents stationed around the cistern gave the thumbs up.
Run your samples,
the megaphone crackled. Throughout the cavern, analysts crouched down and started their individual PCR machines. Each device began analyzing a sample from the point at which its operator was located on the boardwalk, spaced in ever-widening arcs around Zobrist's plaque. A hush fell across the cistern as everyone waited, praying to see only green lights. And then it happened. On the machine closest to Bruder, a virus detection light began flashing red. His muscles tensed, and his eyes shifted to the next machine. It too began blinking red.
No.
Stunned murmurs reverberated throughout the cavern. Bruder watched in horror as, one by one, every PCR device began blinking red all the way across the cistern to the entrance.
Oh God, he thought.
The sea of blinking red detection lights painted an unmistakable picture. The radius of contamination was enormous. The entire cistern was teeming with virus.